other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. Already in the third and final hour of this live Thursday transmission against tyranny, as we resist and fight tyranny, defend liberty. We're about to go back to John and Dave and Ivan and Robert and BD and others. And then I want to go back over and re-air those clips and air some of the other clips we haven't aired yet from WTC7 being deliberately demolished, according to the owner, on 9/11. And then we'll get into the stacks of other news we have not even gotten into yet, like U.S. plans to attack seven Muslim states. Wesley Clark says more on the election, you name it. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let us talk to John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Probable cause for arrest warrants.
Okay, you need to start back over. You weren't on air at first. Go ahead.
Well, obviously those confessions on WTC6 and whatever give probable cause for arrest warrants for dozens of people. At the very least, the grand jury should want to talk to them. In the Air Force, I did, part of my job was emergency demolitions of nuclear bombs on aircraft in case of invasion, and those things are thought out years in advance. Everything is scripted years in advance. It's not left up to chance at a spur-of-the-moment thing. So for them to say, oh, we just threw something together at the last minute, that's just not plausible.
Well, it's more than not plausible. Maybe they could wheel, you know, tons of explosives in and blow the building into pieces if they were lucky. But you can't have a controlled demolition with it imploding in on itself, you know, within a few hours of placing explosives.
Well, you can't lay explosive deck cord in a burning building. You can't do it. You know, the fire was in the middle of the building. The deck cord went everywhere but where the fire was. You know, if it were a towering inferno, they wouldn't have even been possible to lay deck cord. So the whole thing is just a big lie.
But notice how it's just right out in plain view. Why would Silverstein come out on TV, the owner, and say, "Yeah, that afternoon we demolished the building. We made the decision, and so we gave the order and pulled it."
They're probably trying to incriminate as many people as possible, so they all cover their asses. You know, they've got to cover their butts in case of an investigation, so they get as many people in every.
That's
level.
Why they released the article going, yeah, the CIA was running a drill of flying jets into buildings that day. But it's just coincidence. That way, when Stanley Hilton's military people blow the whistle, which they've done, you go, yeah, but you're just misinterpreting that. We already talked about that.
And that's why they said the fire chief, that's why Silverstein threw the fire chief under the bus, because they had 350 firemen die. And so they threw him under the bus to guarantee that the fire department won't scream up and down. You know,
that's what I said on Monday. That's clear.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to say something about electronic voting. Here in Knoxville, Knox County, Tennessee, in 2000, 25,000 registered votes disappeared.
Yeah, that was in the Associated Press.
Right. And the U.S. Justice Department is supposedly investigating. Over 250,000 people live here. But the Skull and Bones mayor got elected by a landslide with a total of 7,000 votes. A police officer asked me to check to see if his vote was counted. They had refused to let him vote at the polls, but he threatened to get a court order and shut them down if they didn't let him vote. So they gave him a paper ballot. And I went to the county election office and asked to see his vote. There's no paper ballots, only computer printouts, and his vote was not counted. The cop and the mayor are both Republicans, but the cop supported another Republican for mayor, a former police chief. And the election commission always sells the entire county voting record on computer disk for about $100. And anybody running for office needs to get this to verify if his voters were all counted.
By the way, they do store that here, but our county clerk will make you pay $10,000 to $15,000 to see anything.
Wow.
I mean,
well,
it's
politicians
a total...
always...
What?
Nice.
John, you were cutting out on me. Thanks for the call. Good point. We'll come back and talk to others, so stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to zip through five callers, then I'm going to get back into the WTC7 clips, then I'm going to get into U.S. plans to attack seven Muslim states. Nuclear bomb for Saddam in 3 years, with Tony Blair's quote saying that he does have the weapons of mass destruction, we will find him. North Korea using food as a weapon. Government aims for a ban on handguns. Bomb joke was foolish mistake. 21-year-old faces 15 years in prison for joking, oh yeah, I got a bomb. Also, a Bush-Clinton ticket would be unbeatable. This is from the Future of Freedom Foundation, saying that no one is more liberal than Bush. And much more. Right now, let's go to Ivan in Oregon. Thank you for holding, sir.
Yes, how are you today?
Good.
Great. What I'm calling about is I haven't heard any mention of the We the People Foundation convention going on in Washington, D.C. as we speak.
And okay, for those that don't know what it is, why don't you tell them?
Well, it's We the People by Bob Schultz. They're having a convention in Washington, D.C. today. It is telecast on the Internet. Go on We the People. You can buy a ticket to get on to the Internet for it.
And, I ought to sell tickets for this show instead of paying for the bandwidth. But
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and really. But for those that don't know what they do, what it's about... Well, why don't you tell folks what they...
Well, for one thing, that they are wanting the government just to explain to them where the law is that we're required, we're liable for an income tax. And the fact is, yesterday they started a class action suit, of which a good deal of the people that follow We the People have joined into. And Mark Lane is the attorney for the class action suit. And it started yesterday.
For those that don't know, that they put the, with others' help, the four full-page ads in USA Today,
right,
listing the U.S. Code with the IRS and the 16th Amendment was a fraud not ratified by the states. They exposed the fact that the IRS is a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. Ron Paul has bills in Congress to repeal that, exposing that. This is legitimate. This is real. They have folks like Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent, who heard a talk show back in, what, 97, heard the talk show host claiming that the IRS was private and a big fraud. He was a special investigator, criminal division, and carried a badge and gun. He spent 2 years researching it and found out it was all true, wrote a letter to Rosati about it and said, either give me info on this or I'm going to resign. He got a letter back. Go ahead and resign. He got a bunch of other IRS agents exposing it, not to mention how the IRS criminally grabbed people's bank accounts and stuff without due process. That's a whole other subject. Or how, through indentured servitude, you have to collect money for your employees for them without them paying you to do the task, which is a violation of the Constitution. Indentured servitude. And, yeah, we need to get Bob Schultz back on. I've had him on the show about 10 times over the years, but I haven't had him on in about a year.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll get Bob Schultz back on. What else is on your mind?
Well, my main point is that the little guy like me, what can I do? Well, what I can do is cut them off of their money pockets. And that's what I can do. And I've been doing it since 96. And, I have no complaints. I worked through Schiff, and I worked through the IRS Codebusters up here out of Tacoma, Washington. And
there are now 40 million non-filers, and the biggest percentage of non-filers of any group is the highest percentage of non-filing is federal employees, and of that group, it is members of Congress.
Is that
there was a
right?
big Fox News report 2 years ago on that. Something like 30% of Congress doesn't file. Thanks for the call.
Right.
I really appreciate it. They all know. And you go, well, then what runs the government? Well, they print the money up out of nothing. To create a dollar, the Federal Reserve puts us in debt a dollar. Whereas before, the government just coined and printed the money, and there was no debt created. Money's the symbol of transaction. It isn't the commodity itself. It has no inherent value itself. It is a symbol of value to smooth exchange and get us past the barter system. It could be seashells, tally sticks, gold, silver, precious gems. Many things have been used, but they like small, easily transportable, easily recognizable symbols. But the bankers figured out how to take over central banks of countries, start charging governments to use money. They print out in thin air. And that's where their control comes from. Great points, Ivan. Robert in Tennessee. Robert, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes?
Could you tell me whether Arizona is going to secede from the feds?
No. 3 years ago, we had the member of their legislature on who had seen Police State 2000 and gotten it passed out of their committee that if martial law or a new world order is declared, that they will pull out of the union. And that was dead in the full vote. The session ended. So, no.
Well, George said there was... Back last week, on Wednesday, I believe it was, said that there was talk of them succeeding.
Yes, that the bill passed out of committee but never made it out of the full House. And the member of the legislature took action because of one of you gave her the video.
You going to put this on video on the World Trade Center and Silverstein and everything?
It is for free on the Internet. Right now, you can go watch it, but you can be assured it'll be in a film.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, Robert. PD in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alan.
Welcome.
This is a little segment for two parts of it for the other listeners. Last year I got picked up for a DUI while I was sleeping in my car. And beyond all that, I was going to go to jail for 30 days.
Let me just stop you. I've been at protests before, or demonstrations, and cops will start randomly arresting people going, you're drunk, you're public intoxication. One time we had a bonfire going when I was in high school on somebody's property, and believe it or not, we were not drinking, folks. There were some cigars being smoked. It was only about, I don't know, 20 of us. And we were all out there. Cops pull up and say, you can't have this party. It's private property. You can't do that. I go, look at our vehicles. There's no beer here. Why did you drive on this property? Cop goes, you're drunk. That's it. You're arrested. Go ahead.
Okay, but beyond that, I mean, sleeping in the car and everything, I was looking at 30 days in jail, and it came to the end of it. They gave me 2 years probation, but I had to sign a notice that was going on 2 years probation, and on that article, it's you give up your Second Amendment right, plus you give up your Fourth Amendment right. So, I mean, right now, I mean, they could walk right through my door. And
well, let me stop you. Let me stop you. You didn't have to plea bargain. Did they do a breathalyzer?
No, they took me straight to the hospital.
And took a blood test?
Yeah. That was for me to, that was my choice, you know.
Had you been drinking?
Oh, yeah.
But you were asleep in the car. Well, that's wrong. You should have demanded a jury trial, gone behind the jury, called that officer up and said, officer, was that vehicle moving? Was that vehicle on? No. Did you observe me attempting to drive? And if he starts lying, go, you know, well, what's your report say? And that jury would have found you not guilty.
You brought up a good point, but I was going to fight it with jury trial. But what bothers me, I sent John some paperwork on it, about it. What scares me about jury trial is majority of the kids out there today are taught what the state wants. Parents can't teach their kids, you know. The state teaches kids, you know.
Okay, well, understand, so you agreed to this probation.
I had to agree to probation.
And now written into the misdemeanor probation that they say you can't own guns.
I can't own a gun. They can walk right through my door, you know.
And this is part of getting us all into the system. Well, you shouldn't have done that.
No, I shouldn't.
They got something called personal recognizance bond. They go, just sign here. We'll let you out. No lawyer, no bail bondsman.
Yeah.
And you agree to thousands of dollars of classes. It says you're in family violence. You're a drug dealer. You're a drunk driver. You're a robber. No, this is in Austin, all over the country. You sign it. And then you start, and then you have to come in and you're on probation without ever even being charged.
Either I signed or I went to jail for 2 years.
That's what they told you.
That's what everything was marked down for.
Well, you didn't get a jury trial.
I couldn't get it. If I would have got a jury trial, they would have put me in jail.
Oh, that's what they told you. They sat there and cornered you. Let me just tell you something. As soon as you told them, I want a jury trial, I'm going to fight this, they would have pleaded you down to a fine or something.
They did. They pleaded it down, a lot down.
Oh, down to probation? No, you didn't plead it down.
Sir,
listen, I'm not mad at you and I'm not talking down to you, but millions of people hear this show, and I don't want them making the mistake you made, okay? I have experience with this. I've studied this. I'm telling you, I'm not saying you're bad. I'm saying you're sitting there convincing yourself why you did this, and I'm telling you that you could have done better, but now you know better. But
don't
sit there and say you had to.
There was one other thing that I was wanting to mention on that. You had a caller yesterday that called in, and he was saying, what do? We need to all get together. I mean, listen to your show. I mean, you hear a lot of information. And I don't remember his name, but what he was saying is, what should we do? Get together and then, you know, get information with one another and then go after our congressmen and legislators? And you said, no, you have to get stronger and do it yourself. And I've done that, you know, with a lot smaller issue. And what happens when you go by yourself is you go up there and you...
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be a leader in your area and force multiply your numbers there. Okay, we now have the majority view in this city. We've now Now we got to get the listeners in Austin to move, and we got the city back.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, I wasn't trying to be mean to BD in Pennsylvania. It's just that they're saying, well, I had to. They were going to get me. I had to, or I was going to jail for 2 years. I had to. I didn't want everybody hearing that and going, oh, gosh, I've got to, too. I mean, I've gone to jail before when I wasn't even drinking. Let me see. I've been in jail 3 times. Once for a fight, and then they dropped the charges because witnesses said the person hit me first. Another time for the arguing with the police, going, look, we're on private property, you know, sitting here, and nobody's drinking. Look around you. You can't tell us to go. And then the other time was for thumb scanning. I was at a thumb scanning protest, and they said I could protest. Then the head of the DPS, the head spokesman, showed up, said arrest him, and they did, and then dropped the charges. There was no record of that arrest. There's video of it happening because they didn't want me to have a lawsuit against him, which was my plan. That was back in 1997, and that's in my first film I made in 98, America Destroyed by Design. But, I mean, it's simple. We go through these cases all the time. They have a law in Texas where they pull you over and demand you to blow, and if you don't, they take your driver's license. Well, there's really a loophole there. You can go fight it, and they can't. That's what they announce. But police pull me over and tell me to blow. I'm not blowing. That's a violation of my Fourth and Fifth Amendment. They can't penalize you for refusing. You can go, well, we got to stop all these drunks. They got ways of doing that, folks, without turning America into a total police state. And I don't drink and drive, and so I'm not going to have people doing that. I don't even hardly drink, period. I might have a glass of wine with Italian food, maybe a beer occasionally if I'm out bass fishing or something, which I do about once every 2 years, never have time to do it. Mark's popping in my ear talking about breathalyzers. What? Yes, yes. The police pull you over and demand you blow into a breathalyzer. How funny, Mark. Ha, this is a family show. Okay, now I get it. Ha ha. No, no, no. That's other APD activities. And I'm not a... oh, come on. Police! That's very, very bad, Mark. I thought you were being serious there. I was trying to figure out what you were saying. All right, we're going to take three more calls and no more calls. I'm going to go back into WTC and all this news I haven't covered. Let's go to... Margaret in Texas. Margaret, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've been, excuse me, I've been following the WTC 7 thread for several days, and I've listened to that clip numerous times and also read the article about it that was posted on, I believe, Prison Planet, and I'm still not 100% clear on who provided the demolition team that ultimately took the building down in a controlled explosion.
Well,
what payroll were they on?
I've called Silverstein's office.
Mm-hmm.
Others have. I know that Jeff Rentz has, and we're not getting calls back. We're not getting answers. We knew now that building 4, 5, and 6 in mid-December, what, the 14th or the 18th,
mm-hmm.
they did publicly do the controlled demolition by Controlled Demolition Incorporated of those
mm-hmm.
buildings. But what Silverstein is saying is that on 9/11 that afternoon, we ordered to pull the building, gave the order and pulled it, and watched it fall. And no, we don't know who did that admitted demolition of that building on September 11th, where
oh.
they now admit that at least one person died.
Oh, so it's not just me who doesn't understand who the we and the they are when he says they decided to pull it, and then they pulled it.
Yes, I tell you what, stay there.
Yes, that's all.
Stephanie, go ahead and roll that clip again. Put her on hold and roll that clip again for everybody. The first one was Silverstein, please. The narrator introduces it.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. And this was seen to us as part. And they made that decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse.
So this is the PBS documentary, America Rebuilding, and they're talking about the rebuilding of the site, and then they cut back to the data of, oh, well, we rebuilt 7, cleared building 7 quicker, took away the rubble because on that day we demolished it. You know, that's what's being said here. And does that, so no, he's not clear about who pulled it. They made the decision, so we gave the order and watched it fall. Anything else, Margaret?
I'm just wondering if the firefighters didn't think this was strange and maybe talk about it among themselves.
Tell you what, stay there, ma'am. We'll come back and talk about that. I have answers for you on that important question.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I got an article here where Eastman Kodak, based in Rochester, New York, is talking about laying off 12 to 15,000 people. I got a whole stack of layoff news. Our growing, wondrous, jobless recovery economy will get into U.S. plans to attack seven Muslim states. But our last caller, Margaret, in Texas, we'll bring her back up. She was talking about the firefighters, because we got the owner of the World Trade Center saying, yeah, I talked to the fire department chief, and you know, we decided to go ahead and pull the building, demolish the building on 9/11. I mean, that's what he's clearly saying. Well, the fire department doesn't do the demolish of buildings, and it takes time to set that up, days if not weeks, do it properly, which it did, one of the most beautiful implosions ever, which they do in those small spaces, not to damage other buildings. We have another clip of them admitting later. And she was asking, you know, why haven't the firefighters spoken out? We have the news articles posted in the big expose at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on Building 7, pulling Building 7, where the firefighters told the news, get back, told press, they're going to pull the building. The building's going to collapse. They're going to demolish it. And so, yes. And then later, the firefighters have all been told to shut up. They confiscated all the firefighter video. They confiscated all the firefighter audio tapes and claimed all the firefighter radios had malfunctioned. Remember all that story? Turned out it wasn't true. The tapes got released. And now those are posted on Infowars.com in that story as well. Not just the transcript, but the audio itself. So I hope that answers the question for the people out there. Let's go ahead and go back to Margaret. Margaret, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Alex.
What do you think about this whole WTC story? I mean, it's a huge story right out in plain view, but don't ever expect to see it on mainstream media.
I think it's absolutely astounding. And I've always had a great deal of respect for firefighters. And
I do, too.
I cannot imagine them not at least sitting around the firehouse chewing the fat about this one. But apparently they've been silenced very effectively.
The firefighters had their men in the towers. They said the fires were almost out. Two small fires in one of the towers, one small fire in the other.
Mm-hmm.
And they told a bunch of the other companies of firefighters to come up and assist in rescue efforts. Then the last transmission heard is bombs. Bombs are detonating. Bombs. And that's public. That's New York Daily News. That's the tapes. That's everything. And so there it is. No, those firefighters were going in there to help get folks out of the building to fight the fires. They know how buildings burn. Now, this is one of the best fire departments in the country. They know that a steel structure, modern building, has never collapsed, even when the Chicago hotel burned for 3 days. They know this. And Firefighter Engineering, the oldest and most respected and largest firefighting organization in the country, in their magazine, right after 9/11, said this is a cover-up. Those buildings did not collapse the way they say. They're hauling the steel away. This is a crime. And other firefighters said bombs were going off. I would call them, and they'd say, Mr. Jones, I love my family. I can't talk to you. And the news said the feds had ordered them under national security to talk to no one. Pretty amazing, huh?
Oh, it's amazing and disgusting. And I'd never have heard about that except for your program, probably.
It's in Masters of Terror. We have news articles in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have Masters of Terror.
What'd you think of the video?
I liked it. I thought that was one of your best.
All right. Well, God bless you, Margaret.
Okay.
I'm going to take one more call from Michael in Kentucky. Sorry, other folks. Don't have time to get to you. I got to air these clips and cover news. Michael in Kentucky. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah. One of the things that you've got on here that I wanted to ask about was the TV execs and Ridge discussed coverage of the next attack.
Yes.
Was there not a meeting among media moguls and the government back in the summer of 2001 before September 11th happened? Were they?
No, they had multiple, and yes, we have those articles. They had multiple meetings. Remember back in 2001 after the Gulf War, somebody released video from weeks before the war with scripted newscasts with Dan Rather where he was saying the exact things that were said on the actual day with the same Bush Sr. quotes. I mean, it was all scripted with Dan Rather down to the exact words and Bush's releases 2 weeks before they went into Baghdad or into Iraq the first time.
So, you mean you're talking about in 1991?
Yeah, 1991.
Yeah, you said 2001, but...
No, I understand. I was giving another example of this total scripting. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to clarify what you said. I thought you meant the first Gulf War, and you're talking about both times it happened.
No, I'm talking about you mentioned in July of 2001 the media meeting and scripting 9/11, having these weird meetings, and then I said, here's another example, Dan Rather, back in 1991.
Well, the premise, I think, was for these meetings is as they were trying to give the media, coach the media on how not to cause mass panic in the event of a terrorist attack, I think was what I remember about those stories. When
you
they
notice it's the opposite. They try to create panic when there's a power outage, anything.
Well, it's the way it was covered in the news stories that I read about it. But the other thing I wanted to mention to you as a critical thing, I've seen it happen several times, or I wouldn't mention it. When you go and run your little mouse over the banners at the top of your web page, the pictures get changed sometimes, but the little text box that pops up still has yesterday's description, like the troop suicides raise a red flag, is on that box for the TV execs. I've seen that happen several times, and I thought it might be something you might want to know about just to watch for. But
let me comment on what you said.
Oh, it's a complicated thing, I know.
Well, no, we're trying as hard as we can to do the best job we can.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry.
Well, I just thought you'd like to know that, because I never know if my emails get through to you or not. So, but and I know you get thousands of those.
Well, there's hundreds of real good emails from people like you, and then I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Viagra ads and mortgage ads and scam emails from Africa.
It's ridiculous, yeah. Scam emails from Africa. I don't know how many times I've got that one. Money available from Africa. But the other thing about Joyce Riley, that earlier caller did mention, Rance has the story about they've introduced another copy of that secession resolution in Arizona, and that's what Representative Karen Johnson, I guess, has introduced that again.
Now, have you seen that yourself?
Right. I'm looking at the page right now from Rents.com by Julie Foster.
I'll tell you what, read that article, because I went and looked for it and only found the old one, and well, I had read it. Go ahead.
It was on WhatReallyHappened.com, I don't know, several days ago. An Arizona State Legislative Committee has approved a resolution calling for the dissolution of the federal government in the event that abolishes the U.S. Constitution, declares martial law, or confiscates firearms. So scenarios, some say, are unrealistic. Critics of the resolution, however, call the measure a, quote, total waste of time.
Sir, you need to read down deeper in the article. It'll say she wants to do this because of Bill Clinton.
It does talk about the reason for the previous bill being the Antiquities Act seizure of the, what was it, not the Grand Canyon, but creating a monument by abuse of the
antiquities. Now, that's a confusing article. I know that came out on the 4th of this month?
14th of 04 by Julie Foster.
I thought it was the 4th.
No, this one says the 14th.
Okay, I will get Karen Johnson on the show.
Well, I just thought you'd want to, you know.
No, thank you. I was confused. I tried to figure that out and got confused by it.
Well, Miss, what's her name? Right, I guess that's probably where Joyce Riley got it from. Was from this same webpage.
They got Democrats criticizing her, the Republican. It's a very confusing article. It almost looks like a reissuance. I think what happened is, because I went to WorldNet Daily and it was a 3-year-old article, the same article. I think it's a reissuance of the same article. I'm not sure. I'm going to find out.
I think it talks about that was the reason for the first resolution and of course the resolution has no real authority. You have to have an enactment for it.
Speaking of New Hampshire, remember the week before 9/11, half their counties, they call them something else, but half their regions were pulling out of the union and out of the state because of martial law and gun control and taxation. I had
that was threatened in Maine just about 2 or 3 years ago,
yeah,
too.
And I had select men on from Maine, too, yes.
And there's a lot of weird, you know, you talk about occasionally, you mentioned Ron Paul's proposed this or that bill. And I think there's a bill up in New Hampshire right now that's calling for remonetization of silver and phasing out of the Federal Reserve notes. But those bills don't seem to get very far now,
what
do
I'm
they?
Telling you is the cities in those old states have better laws than some of the Western ones. They have a right to revolt law in their Bill of Rights, and state Bill of Rights. They were going to do it, and suddenly the attacks took place.
Well, most of the states, as the United States progressed westward, like Kentucky especially, and I think Minnesota and some other states,
and they became territories and never got full statehood.
They would adopt the laws that were in place for the state that they were carved out of or that was their parent. That's the way when Kentucky became a state out of West Virginia, they adopted most of those laws back. So if you dig deep enough, a lot of states still have those references to the laws that have not been superseded by their own state law. So
that's it. Hey, thanks,
all right,
Nicole.
Thanks.
But I was a great point. I was talking about Colorado, Idaho, Wyoming, Oregon, stuff like that. They were territories so long that they adopted the territorial laws and really don't have very good Bill of Rights at the state level. Don't have very good constitutions. Great calls. Okay, I told my producer that I want Karen Johnson on. I want to get to the bottom of this. And so you're going to be hearing her on the show and some of the other folks in that story. And we'll repost that at PrisonPlanet.com. We posted it a week or so ago. Now, let me just run through all these clips of WTC7 again, make a few comments, and get to the other news before we wrap this show up. We've got about 15 and a half minutes left. Stephanie, I want to play, and we've heard it twice, but let's hear it again. This is important. Silverstein, the narrator talking about rebuilding, that's what the film's about. And they say Building 7 got cleared quicker because there were no dead bodies in it. Then they cut back to the first day when they demolished it on September 11th. We'll play that. We'll play Dan Rather. Then I want to play a later clip from America Rebuilds, America Rebuilding documentary, where we have one of the city officials where he talks about, you know, 3 months later, 2.5 months later, demolishing building 4, 5, and 6 with controlled demolition and using the word pull to describe demolition, just to prove that's the industry term. Go ahead and run through that first clip again, please.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. And this one thing was his part. And they made that decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse.
And you can watch the video clip of that at Infowars.com. You can also watch the video clip of Dan Rather. And here is the video clip of Dan Rather. About 30 seconds after it collapses, they back the tape up, and he makes these comments. Here it is.
What you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
And then there's questions, is he talking about Building 7? Yes, it's video of Building 7. Dan Rather saying that, because right after he said that live, he got, it's like a minute after it's collapsed, after he plays a clip again, minute and a half, he says, that's Building 5. And then he goes a minute later, no, Building 7, excuse me, Building 7 has collapsed. And you can watch those video clips at the end of Police State 3 Total Enslavement, a two-hour, 40-minute expose. It's at the very end of the film. Go ahead and go to the next clip from America Rebuilding from PBS, just to establish that pulling means demolishing. Okay, that's the industry term. This is, again, the show's about rebuilding, so it's talking about months later. This happened September 11th, well, through December 15th through the 18th. They destroyed buildings 4, 5, and 6, admittedly with controlled demolition, using the company Controlled Demolition Incorporated, the same company that got rid of the evidence a few weeks after the Oklahoma City building was bombed. They destroyed that evidence, cut it up in pieces, buried it in a landfill, poured liquid concrete in with it, so even archaeologists can't find out the truth. To this day, 10 years later, have armed guards with machine guns out there guarding it at a private Wackenhut landfill. And the same thing with World Trade Centers. They ship all that to China, and that's a big cover-up. Here's that next clip. Go ahead.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull Building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish Building 6. We were worried about the Building 6 coming down and then damaging the slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
We had to be very careful when we demolished these, yes. Imploding them in a little nice and neat pile, just like 1, 2, and 7 did for the third time today. Amazing. What looks like well-placed dynamite. We got Peter Jennings clips, too. They're on the websites, so definitely check those out. We got to give this story legs. We got to tell everybody we know. We got to email the story at prisonplanet.com out to everyone. It's the most focused and detailed of any of the reports on this out there. Please help get it out to everyone because we've got to push this story into the mainstream, and that will happen. We've just got to email it and fax it and call your local talk stations, radio stations, your local TV stations, national TV stations, and say, hey, this is a major issue. This needs to be discussed. This needs to be exposed. And we are attempting to get Silverstein on. We're attempting to get a lot of people on, the New York Fire Department and others, and they go, oh, yeah, we'll call you back, and then they don't. But they sure like talking to the mainstream media. That is certainly a fact. I can get senators and congressmen and Hollywood people on this show in a week, but it is very hard to get people in and around 9/11 on the broadcast. We'll come back and cover U.S. plans to attack seven Muslim states, nuclear bomb for Saddam in 3 years, going back to some of the lies, North Korea using food as a weapon, government aims for a ban on handguns. We'll also get in to some other key articles here, like making way for designer insects. They're going to release designer genetically engineered bugs. Can you think of anything more dangerous? And Kodak plans to cut 12,000 to 15,000 jobs from the United States.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before I go through some of these final stories, if you're tired of the globalists, if you're tired of these murderers, if you're tired of them destroying the heart and soul of America, one of the best tools I've found to wake people up is my videos. I made 10 of them. I carry several other films, other great researchers on key issues of exposing the architecture of the New World Order. I carry books by other great authors, books on tape that are a great way to wake people up. Almost everybody will listen to that on their way to work. George Humphreys, I've got 3 of his books on tape. for very low prices. Two of them on 9/11, by the way. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse our online, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free to get the films, books, videos, T-shirts, bumper stickers. It's all about information. I have made, again, 10 films. They're all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece. The three newest are Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. They're $25.95. Order three or more. They drop down to $20. Got some other special deals as well. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or our backup site, Infowars.net. And you can also call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And your purchase of these videos, books, films, T-shirts helps me get more done, make more films, pay for having everything free on the website, hundreds of audio interviews, hundreds of video clips. If we don't get more support, though, I may have to cut back on audio and video. It's very expensive when you got millions of people in just the last few days looking at stuff. It's normally millions every month listening to files and watching video. So support us, folks. We're the real deal, and we deserve your support. But plus, these are great films, and I tell you to get them and make copies and get them out to folks. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, from the PNAC documents and other globalist documents, we know they plan to attack 63 countries. But you know, on the first battle plan, it's to take over seven. We've been saying this for 3 years. Here is Al Jazeera reporting what Wesley Clark said publicly. U.S. plans to attack seven Muslim states. Presidential hopeful General Wesley Clark says the White House should devise a five-year plan after the 9/11 strikes. Paul O'Neill says before that, and we have their own PNAC documents, seven majority Muslim countries. A former commander of NATO's force in Europe, Clark claims he met a senior military officer in Washington in November 2001 who told him the Bush administration was planning to attack Iraq first before taking action against Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Iran, Somalia, and Sudan. We already have the PNAC documents from 2000 written by Dick Cheney. None of this is secret. Clark says that after September 11th, 2001 attacks, many Bush administration officials seem determined to move against Iraq. See, he's out there shilling for Bush. We have the Treasury Secretary saying, first cabinet meeting they planned this. And we posted some of Tony Blair's lies from last year of how he knew they had weapons of mass destruction and nuclear bomb parts. North Korea using food as a weapon. Amnesty International warned yesterday that food was being used as a political weapon in North Korea, where hundreds of thousands of people have starved to death in the past 10 years. It was 2 million in 1 year back in the late 90s. Also, making way for designer insects, risk and benefits of gene-altered bugs merit thorough study, says report in the Washington Post. The insect world could shortly undergo a genetic makeover. Can you think of a more dangerous thing to do, folks? In the laboratory, scientists are working developing silkworms that produce pharmaceuticals instead of mist silk, honeybees resilient enough to resist pesticides, and even mosquitoes capable of delivering vaccines. They've been doing that for years, putting it in mosquitoes. We've had a lot of guests on about that set of disease when they bite. So, the mosquitoes full of vaccines. I'll cover this more tomorrow. This is big. This is important. I should have got to this early. So much news and information. I'm out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Get out there and fight the globalists. They're murdering trash.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.